Penguin Random House Audio presents The Burning Island by Hester Young. Read for you by January Lavoie. In the dream, I wear his eyes like a pair of sunglasses. His gaze colors my own. His thoughts, so focused, so clouded with desire, overpower mine. I leave the woman that I am behind and become him. The first thing I see is the girl, her face and chest lit up by the flashlight in her lap. She's stretched out on a hammock, arms splayed above her head in a posture that communicates boredom, a certain impatience. A slouchy teenager, Asian, with a ponytail and a thin, delicate nose. Her dark, thick eyebrows hang like marks of punctuation above her seemingly pupilless eyes. She wears a gauzy white shirt with buttons going down the front. Even in the dark, I can see her bra beneath the fabric. The girl sways side to side in her hammock, suspended between trees, surrounded by warm, dense forest. The rocking beam of her flashlight makes me feel seasick. Around us, the night is alive with the sound of frogs, but I scarcely notice their chirping, scarcely register the plants tickling my arm or my knees, caked in dirt, as I crouch on the ground, watching. Watching her. She rocks back and forth, waiting. When nothing happens, she rolls off the hammock, annoyed. Points the flashlight to the sky and then switches it abruptly off. For a moment, we're in total darkness. The light blinks on and off again. On and off. Three times in slow succession. A signal, though not to me.